The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. A slave does not remain in a household forever, but a son always remains. So if the Son frees you, then you will be truly free. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, but you are trying to kill me, because my word has no room among you. I tell you what I have seen in the Father's presence, then do what you have heard from the Father." They answered and said to him, "Our father is Abraham." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works of Abraham. But now you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You are doing the works of your father." So they said to him, "We were not born of fornication. We have one father, God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and am here. I did not come on my own, but he sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Okay, you heard in your first reading the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three Hebrew children with the famously polysyllabic names, right? Who would rather be burned to death in a white-hot furnace than worship a false god. So I thought maybe we'd just talk about this idea for a moment here this morning, the idea of a false god. The idea of the false gods is all throughout the Old Testament. It's an Old Testament theme, what with Baal and Moloch and the golden calf in the desert. But when you hear a story of a false god, aren't you tempted to think, "Oh, well, that doesn't apply to me. I worship the real God. I mean, look at me. I'm in church on a Wednesday." Until you realize that biblically speaking, anything on earth that you depend on for your sense of security or self-worth acts in the role of God in your life. And in that sense, there are many false gods. Think about all the things that you depend on for your security. Your account balance, your income, your skill set. Don't you want to stockpile those things and guard them jealously? Now, there's nothing wrong with any of those things. God can use them and does use them all like an instrument. But the moment you begin to trust in the instrument instead of the God who uses it, you've just offered a pinch of incense at the altar of a false god. Think of all the things that you depend on for your sense of self-worth. Maybe it's your accomplishments, maybe it's a job title. For most people, it's certainly the esteem and the opinion of other people. Not bad things, all very useful. God uses them all like instruments, but the moment you depend on the instrument instead of the God who uses it, you've just offered a pinch of incense at the altar of a false god. See, all throughout the Bible, God's trying to deliver you from the false gods. And it's not because God is a petulant child who wants ever more attention, but because God loves you and false gods don't. They can't know you, they can't love you, they can't help you because they don't exist. Every false god is a lie. That's why every false god will betray you. Whether it's the false gods of the Old Testament, like Moloch or Baal or the golden statue of Babylon, or the false gods of our own lives, our account balance, our pension, our relationships, our accomplishments, our job title. And anyone who trusts in the false gods will eventually be left bitter and betrayed. And that is why Jesus says that he is the truth that will set you free. Jesus invokes the memory of Abraham, our father in faith. Do you ever stop to consider how Abraham became our father in faith? Abraham became our father in faith only when God first stripped him of everything that was not himself and led him out into the desert at an old age, the age of 75, and left Abraham with no choice but to fall to his knees and look to heaven for guidance. There in the desert, Abraham learned faith and found freedom. So here's another little thought for you now, here in late Lent, right? The desert of Lent. If you can stomach it, a little thought for you today. Everything in your life that makes mincemeat of your plans, everything that forces you to fall to your knees and pray to God for help, if you can stomach it, learn to look to each one of those things as a blessing in disguise, because they deliver us from the false gods and turn us towards the true God, the truth, who will set you free. Amen.